You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC, Vic Carucci, 2 days away from the Browns and the Ravens. The Browns try to get to 1-1 on the season and do something they have not done in 10 straight games against the Ravens, and that is get a win. One of the guys who is going to help out on the defensive side of the ball, certainly on special teams, Quinton Groves. And Vic, I'm pretty sure we had our man Jameer Howerton talking to him.
Jameer did. Got a chance to sit down with him today. Jameer, take it away, bro.
Thanks, Vic. Well, Quinton, looking at the energy and the tempo in and around here out on the field as you guys wrap up practice, how's been the week of preparing for the Baltimore Ravens?
Possibly one of our best weeks. I think the season's still short and still young, but at the same time, I can tell the guys are into it, offensive, defensively, and special team-wise. We're very excited to go out and play this game.
Let's just talk about that excitement of having the opportunity to play against the defending Super Bowl champions. This is the first time that they're coming back to M&T Bank Stadium with that title. Talk about that energy.
Well, it's an extra motivation, you know, because we always pride ourselves on trying to be one of the best teams in the league. To be the best, you have to beat the best. And last year, Baltimore was the best team in the league. So this is no better test than to come up and play another game after the game last week than to play against the Baltimore Ravens.
Last week you were able to make the Miami Dolphins one-dimensional by stopping the run. You guys are facing a tough running back in Ray Rice this week. Is that the main focus of shutting him down?
It always is. Whenever we play, the main focus is stopping the run. You know what I mean? If you stop the run, you get an opportunity to rush the passer, and that's what we pride ourselves on doing. So he's a great player. Ray Rice is a Pro Bowl caliber running back. He's the heartbeat of that team. He makes their team go. So you always have to try to eliminate that to make them one-dimensional.
Quinn, overall, what's been head coach Rob Chudzinski's message throughout this whole entire week?
Just have fun and do your job. We have everything we need to be successful. We don't need to try to be superhuman to win this game. We just have to go out, do our job, be where you're supposed to be, block who you're supposed to block, make the plays that you're supposed to make, and we should be fine.
Quinn, good luck to you this weekend.
All right, thank you, guys.
Back to you, Vic.
Jameer, thank you, and thanks to Quinton Groves. I like the part, especially the part. First of all, two things. Groves' overall attitude and
love
approach
it.
To this is
I love it.
What I think you want to hear. But when he got into Chud and saying, all right, just have fun, know what you're doing. Now, that will play. I know that's going to be a rough play to people who want anger, spitfire, frustration, all the things that they felt from last week's game that you and I felt from last week's game. I don't believe in saying that you're saying you're taking a cavalier approach. What you're saying What you're saying is keep your composure. Don't make your – because if you're driven, just as you can be – just as it's a mistake to get carried away and overwhelmed with emotion of excitement and joy and then not focus, the same thing can happen if you dwell on all the worst things.
And not only that, I think when the coaches went back and watched the tape, and I know that you've talked about this a little bit, there were opportunities. So if people do their jobs, they can win this game. And I think from the defensive standpoint, I see a situation where they're going to be able to do well against this Baltimore offense. I'm not afraid of this Baltimore Ravens offense as it is currently constructed without Anquan Boldin, without Dennis Pitta. I think that the Browns can stop the run. The strength of this team is at the front, and this other strength is having one locked-down cornerback. And like I said, Torrey Smith has never had more than 50 yards receiving against Joe Hayden. His best game against the Browns was when Joe Hayden didn't play last year in Baltimore, when he had over 90 yards and a touchdown. So I think this defense, if they do their jobs, they will put this team in a position to win. The onus is on the offense to keep up and do its part, because if they don't score 20 points in this game, the Browns have no chance of winning this game. They're not going to win the way that the New England Patriots did 13-10, because they're on the road, not at home. They're playing a defending Super Bowl champion quarterback who is one of the top 15 quarterbacks in the NFL, not a rookie in his first road game in Geno Smith. Yeah. So the offense is going to need to do what it has to do to get to 20. I think the defense is going to be fine, and they need to handle their business, and I think the defense will in this game.
Well, we need to see that. I think we need to see it from the very start. And you're right. I mean, last week it was a delayed sort of response to whatever the Dolphins were doing protection-wise, because you want to use top rankings. That offensive line is in the bottom third of the National Football League, I believe, the one that the Dolphins have. And they were, through the first quarter, doing a very nice job of giving Ryan Tannehill a lot of time and a lot of opportunity, which they didn't cash in on. And really, that game could have been a very different, uglier game, possibly, than it already was for the Browns had Tannehill gotten going then. In the second quarter, the tide turned. The rush continued, and it wasn't so much schematic adjustment. As I've talked with coaches, I said, okay, what changed, and players too, what changed in the second quarter? And the answer wasn't that they were doing all that much differently strategically, schematically. They just played better. And, you know, be ready to do that from the very beginning in this game, again, with stopping the run, with stopping Ray Rice. What I worry about, what I don't have an answer for, where the matchups don't work out well, though, for the Browns, is in coverage of Ray Rice as a receiver. I don't like anything in the way of the Browns pass coverage in that regard. I think that's where the Ravens could get some early hay, and then that could have the potential, and this is one of the reasons why I'm not expecting, why I'm expecting a pretty sound Ravens win, is because they're going to get that going. And then that can beget the running game going, and it can beget other big plays for Flacco.
So you don't like the matchup of Robertson or DeQuell in coverage?
I don't,
on
against
Ray Rice.
Ray Rice, because he finds a way to get open. He generally always does. And he's so elusive. He's amazing. Yeah, he's just an amazing player who will find those. Remember, this scheme also leaves itself to those pockets, to those areas of where a back. What you're trying to do is, yeah, he'll catch it, make him pay for the catch. But he's so darn elusive, and he'll find the openings, and then he'll start to make the play from there. I think when you hear Paul Kruger talk about, as he did the other day, yesterday, within the last couple of days, he said it's got to be about taking away Ray Rice. He's not just talking about stuffing the run. He is also talking about him as the as what he knows he is, as the pass catcher. Now, If they aren't getting scorched by that, and they are getting him in reasonable situations where he's not getting so-called chunk gains or big gains as a runner, then the whole idea of pressure and the whole idea of controlling the tempo of the game with the defense and getting the Ravens into enough three and outs, you know, now you're talking about something. While I don't expect that to happen, that's the vision I have if there is going to be something good.
If they can get them into some third and long situations, that should favor the Cleveland Browns. That's going to be the key, is to get them in those third and longs. And if you do let Ray Rice get involved as a pass catcher, do what Denver did. Ray Rice had 8 catches for 35 yards, so basically averaged 4.4 yards a catch. That's what the Browns need to do. And at the same time, I think that's what another – that's the flip the matchups, that's what the Browns need to exploit. Trent Richardson in space, doing the same thing. The same thing. Treat Trent Richardson like Ray Rice. He's got good hands. He can make some good cuts in the open field, and I think that is a way to get some of those balls out quickly before the pass protection can break down. Because, listen, I know Cameron Wake may be the best in the NFL at what he does right now in terms of getting the quarterback, but it doesn't get any easier against Terrell Suggs and Elvis Dumervil.
No.
Don't think this is getting better.
And let's not forget Halati Beer Truck Nada.
Yeah.
Because he'll set, first of all, he gives those guys the room to operate, A, and B, he's going to make it extremely tough to run against. I know the coaching staff, as they've watched tape of this Ravens team,
when you
ask them about, well, gosh, you're going to have more opportunities. I believe there's still more opportunities to run against the Ravens than there are against the Dolphins, but I got a little bit of a look from North Turner, even, that basically said, "Hey, are you seeing what I'm seeing on the Ravens on tape? Because it's not it's going to be tough. I mean, to get the consistency going there. I'm not saying that they believe or surrendering or don't believe it's going to happen, but the challenge is immense.
I don't think they're going to run the ball effectively right up the gut. I think the way that you run is you run at Elvis Dumervil, you run to the edges and force these guys who would rather be rushing the passer to defend the run. Chris Canty, Elvis Dumervil, Suggs is a good run defender, but you want to get on the edges in the perimeter, and that's where I think the Browns can have some success.
But they will be prepared. I think defensively they'll have more people, just like every opponent does right now, that won't have that respect for Brandon Whedon and for this passing game, and for the passing game minus Josh Gordon. So defensively they're going to be set up to take away that run from the beginning of the game. Miami kind of actually honored it for at least a quarter, and then they said,
we will show you no respect.
There's no way. Yeah, you're not going
to
beat us.
But there are ways to create the running lanes, to spread them out and use formations to try to
generate
the run.
Can the Browns find those ways with an offensive line, especially a right side of a line that's got to find ways to just do fundamental stuff? I'm with you, but I need to see a lot more before I can even – imagine myself thinking what you're describing.
Well, listen, it's not even going to be if the Browns get nothing out of Trent Richardson and have to throw the ball again, it won't be a close game.
Jerod Cherry is going to join us. He'll weigh in on this game, his thoughts. We want to hear him. That's next on a Call Your Shot Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.